age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren.
Uye tarira Elizabeth ama yako na iye wawa ne mimbavo yomwana komana pa kuchembera kwake mwezi uno wawa wechitanhatu kuna iye wainzi abereki.
For with God nothing shall be impossible.
Nokuti hakune shoko ra Mwari richashaiwa simba.
Tikota musoso wedu zvakare tinamate.
Shall bow our heads again and pray. Baba vedu vari kumusoro kudenga. Tinokutendai Mwari nemwe mukana wamati pamanhero ano okuuya muimba yenyu. She Jesu Kristu noziva kuti mitoro yedu inoturirwa pano.
Hallelujah.
Kuti hama yedu muise parutivi manhero ano. Mugotaura kwatiri kudarika matauriro amakamboita kumashure. Tikobva pano tichiti zviro kwazvo Ishe vataura pakati pedu. Tinonamata Mwari tichizvikumbikidza kwamuri muzita raShe Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Hallelujah. We can take our seats.
Tingagara yedu pasi.
I trust we are still have the same feeling and the same joy of the messages which have been passing through of the Holy Ghost.
Notenda kuchiri nemufaro mumwe chete watangati nawo pamusoro pemharidzo dzanga dziri kuparidzwa pamusoro pemweya mutsvene.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For certainly we need the Holy Ghost in our lives.
Nakuti zvirokwazvo tinoda mweya mutsvene muupenyu hwedu.
Without the Holy Ghost we cannot make it.
Pasina mweya mutsvene hatigoni kukunda.
And we know how evil this day is.
Tinoziva kushata kwakaita chirwara chino.
Without the Holy Ghost you can be trapped into things.
Pasina mweya mutsvene unogona kubatwa muzvinhu.
Hallelujah. But the prophet said the Holy Ghost is the inside teacher.
Asi muprofita vakataura kuti mweya mutsvene mudzidzisi wemukati.
Know that the devil is not there.
Hazvide kuti Satana hapo.
The devil is still alive as he was alive even in the time of Jesus Christ.
Satana achingori mupenyu sezvaiva mupenyu munguva yaIshe Jesu Kristu.
But the Lord Jesus Christ is also still alive in our day.
Asi Ishe Jesu Kristu vachiri mupenyu muzuva redu.
And he's still fighting for us.
Vachiri kutirwira.
Amen.
Amen.
And he's still inspiring us.
Vachiri kutifemera.
Amen. Not to do certain things.
Kwete kuti tisaita zvimwe zvinhu.
And also to do certain things.
Nekuti tiite zvimwe zvinhu.
Hallelujah. Without him.
Tisina iye.
You can do anything.
Unogona kuita chero chinhu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can do the right thing on the wrong time.
Unogona kuita chinhu chakanaka panguva isiyo.
Amen. But with the Holy Ghost.
Asi kana une mweya mutsvene.
You can do the right thing at the right time.
Unoita zvinhu zvakanaka panguva kwayo.
This is the reason why we need the Holy Ghost in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight I just want to start by reading from this message. What was the Holy Ghost? The prophet said, you know every, I want to read from this one, whilst I'm also going together with. The prophet said from verse 28. The same thing, paragraph and verse.
Amen.
Amen. Now there is a vast difference between just a Christian and a holy ghost-filled Christian.
Zvino pane musauko mukuru pakati pemukristu zvake nemukristu akazadzwa nemweya mutsvene.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now we are going to get this from the scripture.
You know, it is just Torah,
and place it just exactly in the scripture.
Tozviisa mushoko.
The first place there is a Christian prophet to be a Christian.
Chekutanga pane muKristu anozviti muKristu.
But if this Christian has not yet been filled with the Holy Ghost,
asikana muKristu akanga asati azadzwa nemweya muchene,
he is only in the process of being a Christian.
Ari mumatano chete ekuva muKristu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the coming, the reason why we come to church,
chikonzero tichiuya kuchurch,
is that the word will make us, or will process us to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Kuitira kuti shoko ritibatsire kana kuti ritiite kuti tiwane mweya mutsvene.
Amen. He is only in the process to of being a Christian.
Achingori mumatano ekuva muKristu.
Why is it not on the board? Paragraph 27.
Numa 27.
So we cannot look down to that one who is still in the making. Because one day he or she will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. This is the reason why the prophet said, even if you differ with your brother or your sister from east to west, but is your brother or is she your sister? Hallelujah. Amen. But God has not yet given him this spirit. Of the Holy Ghost. He is not yet reached that go with God. That God has recognized it. Let's jump to paragraph 30.
Paragraph 30.
The circumcision is a type of the Holy Ghost. And God gave Abraham the circumcision. Sign after he had accepted God on his promise and walked out into a strange country.
Nevimbiso yake akabuda kuenda munyika yeutorwa.
See, it was a sign.
Tarira chakanga chiri chiratidzo.
And all his children,
zvino vana vake vose,
and his seed after him,
nembeu yake yose yakazotevera mushure make,
should have this sign.
Inofanira kuva nemucherechedzo uyu.
In their flesh.
Munyama yavo.
Because it was a distinction.
Nokuti wakanga uri munembo wokusiyanisa.
Hallelujah. Because it was a distinction.
Nokuti kwanga kuri kusiyanisa.
It was to separate from all other peoples.
Zvaiva patsanura kubva kune vamwe vanhu vose.
This sign of circumcision.
Iwichi chiratidzo chekudzingiswa.
Hallelujah. We just want to appreciate the Lord tonight. Amen. From the scripture which you have read, Luke chapter 1, verse 36 and
38. Luke chapter 1
and 38.
36 to 38.
Amen. We want to talk tonight about this, if I can put as a title. The coming of an angel leaves a distinct mark. The coming of an angel leaves a distinct mark.
Kunosia munembo usianisa.
Hallelujah. The same angel which you are desiring tonight.
Mutumwa mwe chete wawarushuira manero ano.
Is the same angel which we read in the Bible, we have been walking with our forefathers.
Ndiyo mtumwa mwe chete waifamba na madzibaba edu watunoverenga mBible.
Hallelujah. And whatever experience they had in their time.
Chitiko chipi na chipi chavakava nacho munguva yavo.
That same angel left a mark with them.
Mutumwa mwe chete akasiya munembo kana mucherechedzo navo.
So the same angel tonight.
Mutumwa mwe chete manhero ano.
If it happened that it also visited you.
Akakushanyirawo iwe.
It also leaves a mark.
Unosiya mucherechedzo.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A mark which can be seen.
Mucherechedzo unogona kuonekwa.
Hallelujah. A mark which can distinct that there was a visitation of an angel.
Mucherechedzo unoratidza kuti apa pakamboshanyirwa nemutumwa waJehovah.
Hallelujah. And you can leak from that distinct mark.
Unogona kunanzva kubva pamunembo wokusiyanisa iyoyo.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we cannot just talk about what happened in those times. Yes, it's very good. But
we
want also to talk of things which are also happening in our day. Because it's the same angel whom we are also desiring in our lives tonight. Hallelujah. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So if you are desiring the angel tonight, if you are desiring the visitation of an angel tonight, if that angel visited you,
he's
going to leave a mark. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's going to leave a mark. But I cannot describe the mark now. But I can only describe a mark after the visitation of an angel. Then I can say, no, there was the visitation of an angel. Hallelujah. Amen. So from the scripture which I've read tonight, this was the time when Herod was the king. And there was also a man who was a priest in that day. Amen. And this man was called Zacharias. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The priest of the Lord.
Amen.
He was an honest man. He was a faithful man. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Together with the wife. Hallelujah. So this man, every day he was doing his, or carrying his juice in the temple. Amen. Of burning the incense. While the saints are praying. Drown in prayer. This man, the priest, was burning incense. Hallelujah. So it happened one day when he was on his duty. Hallelujah. That he saw an angel standing by the altar. Hallelujah. While the saints were praying. Hallelujah. And he saw an angel standing by the altar. And he was so afraid. Like any man, you know, that's our behavior. But the angel said to
Zacharias,
fear not, for I am coming and I am standing in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. For many years, this man had married his wife. And they had no children. Hallelujah. Amen. For the Bible says His wife Elizabeth, she was barren.
Bible rinoti mudzimai wake Elizabeth wakanga asina vana.
But the scripture says there is nothing which is called impossible before the Lord.
Asi rugwaro rati pane hakuna chinhu chinonzi chisingakwanisiki pamberi paMwari.
Hallelujah. But before men,
asi pamberi pavanhu,
there are so many things that are not possible.
Pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvisingakwanisiki.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So in his life he was desiring to have a baby.
Asi muupenyu hwake wakanga achishuvira kuva nemwana.
Amen. But for all this time he was there had no baby.
Manguwa
or no child.
Nguva yose vakanga vasina kuita mwana.
And the prophet said,
Mprofita anoti,
she was 60 years old.
Vakanga ane makore 60.
And the man was around 70 years.
Murume wacho akanga ari kuma 70.
Amen. So they now stricken in age.
Vakanga vakwegura.
No child.
Vasina mwana.
Amen. You know when you don't have a child.
Unoziva kana ukanga usina mwana.
What people say.
Zvinotaurwa navanhu.
They can say anything.
Vanogona kutaura chero chinhu.
Hallelujah. But one thing they cannot discern.
Asi pane chinhu chimwe chete chavasingagoni kunzvera.
That God has his own time.
Kuti Mwari vane nguva yavo.
Hallelujah. God does his things in his own time.
Mwari vanoita zvinhu zvavo munguva yavo.
Hallelujah. Amen. He doesn't go ahead of his time.
Havaende mberi kwenguva yavo.
But he works things in his time.
Vanoita zvinhu zvavo nenguva yavo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So this is the God whom we worship tonight.
Ndiye Mwari watinonamata manheru ano.
Amen. We like that.
Tinozvida izvi.
Amen. The coming of an angel
kuuya kwemutumwa
leaves a distinct mark.
Kunosiya mucherechedzo unoonekwa.
Hallelujah. Amen. So he was told that his wife was going to have a child.
Akaudzwa kuti mudzimai wake aizova nemwana.
And he said, how is it going to happen?
I'm
now an old man. And also my wife, she's an old woman. Hallelujah. But an angel from the presence of the Lord, he realized something from this man. That this man is the one who is doubting this issue of having a child. But if this message gets to the wife, she is going to accept it as it is. Hallelujah. Amen. When he had that conversation, then the angel said, or he is taken the man with dumbness. Hallelujah. Amen. And he was now speechless. Amen. Because the angel of the Lord knew very well that this man was going to spread the gospel. That imagine how old am I now?
Kuti onai ni kukwegura kwandaita iko zvino.
Is it possible that we are going to have a child?
Zvingakwanisika here kuti tigova nemwana?
Remember my wife, she is now old, she is past
the
period of having a child.
Mavapfuura zera rekuva nemwana na.
This cannot happen.
Izvi hazvingaitiki izvi.
Hallelujah. Then God protect his promise.
Mwari vakabva vachengetedza vimbiso yavo.
Hallelujah. He protects his promise by making this priest dumb. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And he was like that.
Amen.
And down the line, the angel also visited the same place. Hallelujah to this a woman called Mary.
Kune mumwe mudzimai wainzi Maria.
Hallelujah. And she was also told about this, that she was going to have a child.
Akaudzwa kuti chazova nemwana.
And she said, how is it going to happen that I know no man?
Kuzvikaitika sei ina handizivi murume.
Amen. Because she was engaged to Joseph.
Nokuti akanga akatsidzirana na Josepha.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We learn something from there.
Tinodzidza chimwe chinhu ipapo.
Hallelujah. That when you are engaged to someone,
kuti kana ukange watsidzirana kune mumwe munhu,
you must stay away from that person.
Unogona kugara, unofanira kugara kure nemunhu iyeye.
Until
kusvikira.
Amen. You come to the pulpit.
Kusvimauya pa pulpit.
Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm going through this. But tonight, we are talking about this issue. The coming of an angel, or the visitation of an angel, leaves a distinct mark. Hallelujah. Amen. And when Mary was told about that she was going to have a child,
Maria
she thought of a cousin Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Because she was also told that by now she's 6 months expecting.
Elizabeth six.
Hallelujah. Amen. And to Elizabeth, the child was just still, she was not making some movements.
Kuna Elizabeth mwana akanga asirikana kutombofamba mudumbu.
Amen. And she was so worried.
Akanga achinetseka chaizvo.
I think sisters, they know better about this issue.
Those that my sister anoziva zviri nani pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Hallelujah. But when she visited Elizabeth,
aspa akashanyira Elizabeth.
And when Elizabeth heard that salutation from Mary,
Elizabeth paakanzwa kumhoreswa na Maria,
something happened to the baby.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says the child or the baby jumped with joy. And also something happened to Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
The Bible says she received the Holy Ghost. Amen. So she heard the jumping of the baby. And she was also filled with the Holy Ghost. A double portion of blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. We like how the Bible express or puts these things. Hallelujah. Amen. And this priest, when he was waiting for the promise to come to pass. Amen. And one day it came to pass. Amen. This is what the Bible says. Amen. That Elizabeth gave birth to a son.
Elizabeth wakabatsirwa nemwanakomana.
And the relatives and the cousins, they were so happy about this thing.
Amen.
And on the eighth day, they visited the couple because there was an issue to be done of circumcision. Hallelujah. And also naming the child a name. Hallelujah. Amen. And they said, no, let's name this child with the name of the father,
Zacharias.
Hallelujah. And Elizabeth, she shook her head.
Elizabeth, wakazunguza musoro wake.
Akati no.
She said no.
It's not like that.
Hazvina kudaro.
Amen. She's supposed to be called John.
Anofanira kunzi Johani.
Ukanzi aiwa kudzinza kwedu hakuna akambotumidzwa zita rakadaro.
They said in our family there is no such a name.
In our tribe.
Mudzimurudzi rwedu.
Amen. There was no one was named in such a name.
Hakuna akambonzi Johani.
Hallelujah. Amen. And remember, the priest was still dumb.
Mupristita wakanga asingatauri chete ipapo.
Amen. He was still dumb.
Akanga achiri chimumumu.
Amen. So you can imagine 9 months.
Mwedzi mipfumba amwe, mungazvifunga.
Ari chimumumu.
He was dumb.
Asi kukwanisa kutaura.
He couldn't speak.
Amen. I think by the period of 9 months, anga ukwasa kutawara ni masaini zvakakwana.
By that period, was properly using sign language.
Amen. Anga kugona aesthetics.
Was now good at sign language.
Amen. Then they beckoned to him.
Vakaenda kwaari.
They give him a sign as he was also talking signs.
Vakaedza kutaura naye nemasaini kuti mwana tomutani.
Amen. And he said, please, he does the sign that he wanted somewhere to write.
Akandoda kunyora, ndodaita zvekunyora.
Because he was speechless.
Nekuti akanga asingakwanisi kutaura.
Amen. And they gave him somewhere to write.
Vakamupa pekunyorera.
Hallelujah. Amen. And he write the name.
John. Kuti John.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment he said John,
akangonyora kuti John,
the Bible said his tongue was loosened.
Bible rinoti rurimi rwake
rwakasimuka to speak.
Vakakwanisa kutaura.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The coming of an angel leaves a distinct mark. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if I visited you, if I pay you a visit, maybe I cannot leave a distinct mark. But you are talking of an angel. Whenever an angel visited you, there's a distinct mark. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the priest now, he was now able to speak.
People
were
amazed.
Amen.
Amen.
Why he was not speaking all this time. Amen. The first visitation of an angel left this man with a mark.
Zvakasiya murume uyu ane mucherechedzo.
Hallelujah. And the fulfillment of the promise,
kuzadzikiswa kwevimbiso.
Amen. Made also a mark.
Kwakaita mucherechedzo zvakare.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the reason why we need the Holy Ghost in our lives.
Ndochikonzero kuti tida mweya mutsvene muupenyu hwedu.
Because when the Holy Ghost comes in our lives,
ndoti panouya mweya mutsvene muupenyu hwedu,
it leaves a mark.
Unosiya mucherechedzo.
Hallelujah. And that mark can be seen by this world. Hallelujah. And the world can leak from that mark. And that mark can also influence other people. Hallelujah. Because that's what the visitation of an angel does. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need an angel tonight.
Tinoda mutumwa manhero ano.
Amen. To visit us.
Kuti atishanyire.
Remember in the Old Testament.
Rangarira muTestament yakare.
There was this woman called Sarai.
Paiva nemwe mudzimai wainzi Sarai.
And when the angel visited her,
mutumwa paakamushanyira,
there was a change of name.
Zita rake rakabva rashandurwa.
From Sarai to Sarah.
Kubva pana Sarai kunzi Sarah.
From Abraham to Abraham.
Kuna Abraham kusvika kuna Abrahama.
Hallelujah. And that paved a way.
Zvakagadzira nzira.
To this couple.
Kumhuri iyi.
Hallelujah. The coming of a promised son.
Kuuya kwemwana komana akanga avimbiswa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a mark.
Mucherechedzo wakadini.
Amen. So ever when the angel comes in our life,
panouya mutumwa muupenyu hwedu,
you will pave a way for us.
Anotigadzirira nzira.
You will leave a mark.
Anosiya mucherechedzo.
And that mark can influence somebody.
Mucherechedzo unogona kufurira vamwe vanhu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We need this angel tonight.
Tinoda mutumwa yei manheru ano.
Hallelujah. We don't need a man.
Hatidi munhu.
We need an angel.
Tinoda mutumwa.
When an angel comes tonight,
panouya mutumwa manhero ano,
he will do something.
Anoita chimwe chinhu.
Hallelujah. He will point us somewhere.
Anokwa anotinongedzera.
Amen.
He
will discourage you on what you are doing.
Anogona kukuodza moyo pane zvauri kuita.
Because he will be seeing your tomorrow.
Nokuti anenge achiona ramangwana rako.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we need this angel tonight.
Tinoda mutumwa manhero ano.
We need this kind of visitation tonight. Hallelujah. Because when he comes, amen, he will change the manner of dressing. He will change the manner of speaking. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a man in the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Who was called Jacob.
Why is it Jacob?
Hallelujah. One day he met an angel. Amen. He desired something from the Lord. Amen. And he said, this was my, he said, that was his chance. A visitation of an angel.
Kushanya kwa mtumwa.
I will not let this angel go. Until or unless. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So he hold that angel.
Wakabata mtumwa yeye.
The angel tried to give some excuses.
Mtumwa akaweza kunakupa zikonzero.
Hallelujah. Imagine the Bible says the whole night Bible
there was.
Amen.
Wakaita mtsimba.
Not 1 hour. The whole night. Amen. But he said, I cannot let this man go. But if it was you and me, you were going to tire in the middle of the night. But he said, I won't tire. Lord, help me, give me strength. Hallelujah. Amen. And in the breaking of the new day, amen, the angels saw that, no, this man is so determined. And for sure, the people are going to see this activity which is going on. And they asked, what is your name? And Jacob.
He said, I'm Jacob.
And he said, from today, your name is no longer called Jacob. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But your name is now going to be Israel.
Israel.
Amen. But yesterday he was walking without limping. But the following morning, he was now walking, limping. And the Bible said he was now a prince. A limping prince. What a visitation. Hallelujah. When an angel comes, you will leave a distinct mark. Hallelujah. And the rest of his life, he was now a limping prince. And he could testify and tell the people the reason why I'm limping on such a day. I was visited by an angel. And I said, this was my opportunity. And I said, I won't let you go. This is the reason why I'm limping this day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A limping prince. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The angel can come tonight. Don't let him go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
An angel can come tonight. Don't let him go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because he's still the same angel. As he did unto Jacob. Hallelujah. What are you desiring tonight? What is your need tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Open your eyes. Don't doze. Don't switch off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the moment you switch off, you
will
pass through. Hallelujah. Amen. But I believe, my brother, my sister, tonight, that is still there to supply your need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you open your heart tonight, you will surely supply your needs. Hallelujah. the coming of an angel leaves a distinct mark. Hallelujah. We want to see some distinct mark in this tabernacle. Hallelujah. In your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 For sure we are going to tell. For sure we are going to tell. Amen.
Amen.
For sure we are going to tell. That there was a visitation of an angel. When you are seeing the manner of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If that angel comes, he will leave a mark. Like if you read from the message, what's the Holy Ghost? He said there will be a distinction of a real Christian and then just a Christian. Nominal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We need a mark. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I was just thinking, remember, you know, what ministers normally say. That it's not easy just to stand and to preach. You know, even last night I could not sleep when I knew I was going to preach.
Amen.
You know, you go before the Lord. What am I going to preach? Hallelujah. But we just want to appreciate the Lord tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We are just looking up unto him. Amen. You remember in the Bible, Judges chapter
13.
There's a man there called Manoah. Amen. One day, his wife, she was in the field. Amen. And the angel visited that woman. And she said something to him. And he went home and told the husband.
When he comes again, this angel, I want to speak to him.
Amen. Because Zanga Uzwa, he was doubting.
What the wife had been told, the man was doubting.
Amen. But God was desiring to have a man on the earth who was going to deliver the children of Israel. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that she went back again as she was just doing her normal duties. And the same angel visited again. And she quickly went home and told the husband. And the man now has the conversation with an angel. Hallelujah. You know the story. Amen.
Amen.
But my brother, my sister, what you are talking about is that when an angel visits, you will live a distinct
mark.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This couple had also no child. Amen. And for years. Amen. But they were still holding on. Knowing one day, God will not fail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And for sure one day they were now holding a a child in their hands. So it's possible to you also. Hold on to that promise. One day, you'll be holding a baby or a child in your hands. Hallelujah. The same angel is still the same angel. The Bible says the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. In those days, there are also couples like in our day. Amen. But in God's time, He makes all things beautiful. So in our day, He can also do the same. Because He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we appreciate the Lord tonight. To know that in our midst, He can also visit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are expecting Him tonight, He will surely visit you. Hallelujah. I cannot give you that angel. I cannot send that angel. I'm also waiting to see Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Because without Him, we can decide to do anything. But when He comes,
you
will point us to do things in the right way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. One day, Peter was in prison. Amen. He was in prison. The reason why he was in prison, it was because of the cause of the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
But the angel of the Lord visited him.
Amen.
And he pulled him out from the prison. And he said, go and stand in the temple and preach the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man whom they knew that put in prison, they heard the following day that the man is preaching somewhere in the temple. And they were so amazed. And they said, We told you. Don't ever preach talking about this man called Jesus. Amen. But he knew whom he had received. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same God will deliver you. Amen. And it went on like that. And was also taken back in the prison. Hallelujah. Amen. Now he was under his chains, hands and legs. Amen. With the heavy chains. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Bound with the tradition. Amen. Bound with the things of this world. Amen. In the prison of this world. Hallelujah. But the angel is still an angel. Hallelujah. God is still God in our day. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is sent an angel. Amen. In the prison. Hallelujah. And Irar Parkat Pema God.
He was sleeping in the midst of prison guards. By the door, there were some prison guards as well.
Amen. And Angasrungori Mujere Rukutanga.
He was not in the first court of the prison.
But Angari Mujere Mukati.
He was in the inner court of the prison.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To make sure that this man won't escape. Amen. But God can do more than what men can do.
Mwari vanogona kuita zvinhu zvisingakwanisi kuitwa navanhu.
Hallelujah. For with God all things are possible.
Nokuti naMwari zvinhu zvose zvinokwanisika.
Hallelujah. And the Bible say.
Bible not.
I think let's read this part.
Regai tiverenge chikamu ichi.
Acts chapter 12.
Mabasa tsauko 12.
Let's read verse 10.
Verse 10.
And when they were past the... Let's go down. Verse 9.
Verse 9.
Verse 8.
Verse 8.
Verse 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him.
Amen.
And a light shined in the prison.
Amen.
Amen.
The prison officers were there.
Maybe I'm gonna food, I don't know.
Maybe they were armed.
Amen. And he smote Peter on the side.
Agarwa Peter parutivi.
And raised him up and said, arise up quickly. And this was a conversation.
Where the prison officers not hearing this.
This kind of conversation. And
there was light.
Amen. But
if the angel visits, you sleep.
Amen.
Amen.
They
can lift you from one place to another.
Amen.
Amen.
Arise up quickly.
Muka ukurumidze.
And his chains fell off from his hands.
Ipapo mageta na akawa pamaoko apke.
Inoka na uchinza akawa.
When they fell off,
that means apanga amuka Peter ka.
He was awake this time.
Machine bati ngwenjere pas.
And the chains fell down.
Seva sina kunzwa the noise of the chains.
Why didn't they hear iruja rwengeta?
Vanga vakarara dzedanga.
They were really asleep.
Because there was a visitation of an angel.
Nokuti panga pashanywa nemutumwa.
Hallelujah. Amen. And the angel said unto him,
mutumwa akati kwaari,
get thyself and bind on thy sandals.
Zvisunge usungire shangu dzako.
And so he did.
Akaita saizvozvo.
And he said unto him,
akati kwaari,
cast thy garment about thee.
Fuka nguo yako.
And follow me.
Unditevere.
Pauto taurirwana.
They were conversing these people.
Amen. But vari kudza ngono at the same time magati.
The officers were asleep.
Amen.
Snoring and going on.
Amen. Musungwa achitaurwa naye nengirozi.
The prisoner being spoken to by an angel.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what happened when an angel visits.
Those know it kana mutumwa ashanya.
Amen. And he went out.
Akabuda.
And followed him.
Akamutevera.
And was not that it was true which was done by the angel.
Asingazivi kuti zviro kwazvo zvinoitwa nemutumwa.
But thought he saw a vision.
Akafunga kuti ari kuona chiratidzo.
Remember the saints in the house of John Mark.
Rangarira vatsvene muimba ya John Mark.
They were praying.
Vakanga vari kunamata.
All night praying.
Vose vachinamata.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They were on their knees.
Vakanga vari pamabvi avo.
Praying for their brother.
Vachinamatira hama yavo.
Lord, help our brother. You know, we repented because of his preaching. Help our brother. And the Lord heard their prayer. Amen. As he did to the priest. Amen. That I've heard your prayer. Saka mwari vanonzwa.
God hears prayer.
Mwari vanenzeve.
God has ears.
Mwari vanopindura munamato.
He answers prayer.
Hallelujah. If you go before the Lord sincerely,
ukaenda pamberi pamwari nekurevesa.
Pray earnestly before him.
Uchirinamata nekuperera.
Hallelujah. God will help you.
Mwari vanokubatsira.
When they were past the first and the second what?
Wakati vachipfuura murindi wokutanga newechipiri.
They came unto the iron gate.
Vakasvika pasuo ramatare.
Amen. Rachurai ndichamangwiza gate rokuti hapana anobuda nepapo.
The biggest gate that no one could pass through.
Amen. Leaded into the city.
Rapaipa vaipinda napo paguta.
Amen. Which opened to them of his own accord.
Rakangova zarukira roga.
Amen. Kana mtumwa auya.
When an angel comes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When an angel visits.
Pano shanya mtumwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Nasta kuti ano uchingotsika so magedhi akuvhurika ndoko akastora ikoko.
Now these days, as soon as you step close the gate, it opens on its own.
That's what
they got it from there. No one can start their own things.
Amen.
Amen. That's where they got the idea from.
Amen.
Amen. Now people think they are clever, they can do better.
They are just copying the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And they went out. And passed on through one street.
Wakadari wakapfuura neimwe nzira.
And forthwith the angel departed from him.
Mutumwa akabva kwaari pakarepo.
And when Peter was come to himself,
zvino Petro wakati apengenuka,
he said, now I know.
Akati zvino ndinozviziva.
Oh, surely that the angel had that the Lord has sent an angel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mwari akazvita kuna Peter.
The same God that did it to Peter.
He can still do it tonight to you.
Amen.
Amen. You are also in prison. Hallelujah. I don't know what is suppressing you.
And this
hallelujah. But say, Lord, tonight, I've been bound with these things in my life. May just send an angel tonight. Hallelujah. To take me out of this prison. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he knocked at the gate, you know the story. Hallelujah. And when this damsel came, and he said, ha. And she was also shocked.
Akashamisika ona iye.
Kuti ah, ndi Peter wena.
Say, is this Peter?
No, ba mayan vanhu vaudza.
She went back into the house and told them.
Vacho anga tinamatira kuti tola kuti Peter abudiswe mutorongo.
Those that were praying for Peter to be released from prison.
When their prayer had been answered.
Munamatawo pa wakapindurwa.
They said this, ah no, it's a spook.
Vakati ah, zviti chipoko.
Amen. But they have been praying all night. Say, Lord, deliver our brother. And the Lord heard their prayer. And they sent to them their brother. And they
say
it's a spook.
God answers prayer.
Amen.
Amen. God hears.
What are you praying for tonight? What is your desire tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. God can grant your heart desire tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He's still the same God. Hold on to that desire you had.
They
say, Lord, help me tonight. Take me out from this prison. Hallelujah. I need to see an angel. Hallelujah. Amen. We appreciate the Lord tonight.
Amen.
That God can send an angel. Hallelujah. At times he can send an angel. At times he can go himself. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We appreciate the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We know the story of the three Hebrew children. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Amen. When the king said, everyone must bow down to this idol. And this boy said, no, we know whom we have believed. We cannot worship an idol. We cannot bow down to an idol. Our God is still alive. And he is still able to deliver us. Guys, do you know that you are going to face a problem with the king? Whatever comes our way, we know the Lord will help us. And they've been told the story of the fire. And they said, no, it's okay. Our God will deliver us. Amen. Before they've been thrown into the fire, the Lord took the heat from the fire. But the flames of the fire were still the same flame. And the man, the king, was sitting on a, maybe on the first floor, trying to watch what was happening to this
voice.
And he was surely seeing what was happening. And he was amazed to see that they had thrown three boys. But there was another man in the... Hallelujah. Amen. And the fourth one was like a son of man. Amen. The visitation of an angel. The coming of an angel leaves a distinct mark. We are still enjoying that testimony of these Hebrew children who stood with their
word.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We can also enjoy your testimony tonight. And say, that very day, the Lord does something. Amen. And when you give a testimony, we are going to enjoy that testimony. Amen. But the prophet said, it's good to have somebody's testimony. There's nothing wrong with that. But we need your personal testimony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So individuals must have some testimonies. Hallelujah. Of what the Lord has done in your life. Amen. He is still able. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He can fight for you. Amen. He can grant your heart desire. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You remember what the wife of Manoah was told. Amen. To show that God doesn't change. Amen. She was told not to drink any strong wine. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Or eat anything which can defile his life. Because there was a child to come. Amen. Remember the prophet of our day. That day when he was coming from the well. And there was a visitation of an angel. Amen. And he was told the same thing. Defile not your body. Amen.
There's a work that you have to do when you grow older.
Amen. To show you that is the same angel who doesn't change.
Is
the same God who doesn't change. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
But the people can change. I can change. Amen. And do things untold. Amen. But God doesn't change. Amen. This is the reason why we come to church and influence one another. Amen. This way. Hallelujah. Amen. So we remember the prophet. Amen. He was a man with such an experience of a visitation of an angel.
You
can spend the whole night here. Tidonongoza one by one.
Talking about the things one by one.
Amen. Of what happened in the life of the prophet. Amen. Remember, the prophet could preach. Amen. Watching on a vision. Amen. Mprofita.
He could preach while watching a vision.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Seeing that such
and such a year you did this and that.
Amen. Amen. And you cannot deny that. Hallelujah. Amen. Because why you want us to
Because he could see those things.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So we know when the angel comes. There's a mark.
Like.
Amen. And you can think about what happened in the life of the prophet. And there are so many things happened. Amen. In the life of the prophet. Amen. How the angel visited him. Remember when he visited in the cave. Amen. Amen. And he was given that sword. Amen. There are so many testimonies we can talk of. But my brother, my sister. Amen. Just remember this. That is a mark when an angel visits you. Hallelujah. Remember when he was baptizing people. Hallelujah. That the angel came down. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said what he said. Hallelujah. To show that he was showing that he was there. Amen. We need the same angel tonight. Hallelujah. To be in our midst. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In the Bible, we'll talk, we'll read about Elijah. Amen. How the angel also visited him. Amen. And he said to him something. When he was asleep that day, or when he was sleeping at the juniper tree.
I
think it
wasn't
today. Okay.
Things that they are putting here now for what?
I think there are so many things. Whilst they are going on, they can just flip on those some of the testimonies. Hallelujah. Whilst they are going. Amen. And Elijah was told, wake up and eat. Amen. Ruendo ruchaka reba pamberi pako.
For the journey that lays ahead of you.
Amen.
Muka ujge muranda omwa. Wake up and eat.
Usarara mchechi muka unzwe shokura mwa.
Don't sleep in church. Wake up and eat.
Hallelujah. Wake
up and eat, servant of the Lord. The journey that lays ahead of you is quite long.
Amen. Amen.
But some will just sleep.
Hey?
Sleeping in church. Some will be saying, God help me.
Amen. Mwari ndi mwari vanokwanisa kutibatsira.
God is still God, he can help us.
Amen. So we need such a God tonight.
Toda mwari wakadaro manhero ano.
You remember Abraham?
Rangarirai Abraham.
Amen. When he was about to sacrifice his son.
Ah kuda kupirisa mwanakomana wake.
God visited him.
Mwari vakamushanyira.
And he said, look in that thicket.
Tarisa mgwenzi.
Amen. And there was a ram which was caught by the horns.
Amen.
And the prophet said, when he was making that altar, he was moving around picking stones. That was the time he should have seen that lamb. Amen. But the lamb was not yet there. To show that is Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he was Jehovah Jireh then,
he
is still Jehovah Jireh tonight. Amen. To provide whatever you desire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever you are desiring tonight, he can provide. I thought they were going to keep on flipping some of those things. Amen. He's still Jehovah Jireh tonight. What are you desiring? What is your need tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. He's still God you can visit. Amen. When the angel came on this particular day. Amen. When the prophet, the prophet had this pillar of fire on his head. Amen. Apana zvaakaita kuti zvivepo izvi.
He did nothing so that the pillar of fire would appear.
He was just a Christian filled with the Holy Ghost. But God visited him. Amen. And today we are so happy to tell the people about our prophet. That in our day, God came down. Amen. And for sure, he came down. Amen. And he vindicated that this was the prophet. Hallelujah. There are so many things to tempt me now. All these things.
Resources.
Hallelujah. The visitation of an angel. Leave a distinct mark. What a distinct mark it is. Of our sister. Amen. Let's just go back to it. Amen. Sister Avanga, what is Avarish?
That sister was like she was there on the picture.
And the prophet said it was had some broomsticks. Amen. But you can see it is smart and hefty. After a visitation of an angel.
Is this a historical God?
He is still the same God tonight.
He
can give whatever you desire tonight. Amen. This boy of Finland. Amen. The prophet said, if this boy will not rise, write on my back. Then you
move around all this city with me.
Makanyo was a false prophet.
We have that mark on me written, a false prophet.
Amen. But an angel had visited.
Asimutuma wakanga ashanya.
Amen. Kana mutuma achinga ashanya.
When an angel visits,
panoonekwa zvinhu zvinobatika.
You can see things that are visible, that are tangible.
Amen. You
can see that this brother has been changed.
Sister Vashanduka.
This sister has been changed.
That
things that they used to do yesterday and what they're doing today is different. Because an angel has visited.
Hallelujah.
God help us tonight.
We
need this God in our life.
And for sure you are going to see some distinct mark. In your life.
Amen.
Whether you are going to behave right.
Or you are
going to behave really wayward.
Or you are going to behave wayward.
Amen. It's also a mark. That
the angel hasn't visited here.
Brother,
he's still
a
brother who's alone, a sister who's just alone. But when an angel visits her,
we'll
see her or him walking perfect.
We'll
see her dressing
perfect.
We'll see him or her speaking
well.
Because the angel would have visited them.
The
angel is speaking to them.
Amen. This is the reason why they are
speaking well, like they are doing.
Amen. That's
what we are desiring in our lives.
Amen. If we are desiring such tonight, stand up on your feet.
Sumuka netsoka zako.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The coming of an angel
kuuya kwe mutumwa
leaves a distinct mark.
Kunosiya mucherechezo unoonekwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We are desiring to see that in our lives.
Tirikushuvira kuona izvozvo
mu. We are desiring to see that at Eastly Tabernacle.
Tirikushuvira kuona izvozvo pa Eastly Tabernacle.
Hallelujah. Amen. We know it's possible.
Tinoziva kuti zvinokwanisika.
Hallelujah. If an angel visits. Hallelujah. Amen. He cared for me. He cared for me. Shine, oh, shadow. I care for me. Hallelujah. He care for me. Shine, oh, shadow. He cared for me. He cared for you. Fire, shine, oh, shadow. He cares for you. Hallelujah. Shine, oh, shadow. He With our heads bowed tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, tonight,
he's
still the same God who cared for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whilst he has snoring, he cared for you. Whilst you are traveling,
he
is cared for you.
Anyanewe.
Whilst you don't have food in your house, he cared for you.
Anyanewe.
Whilst you don't have money in your pocket, he cared for you.
Anyanewe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whilst you are in the church like this,
he
cared for you.
Anyanewe.
He is still the same God. You can pay a visit to you. Because he cares for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he cares for you.
He
will visit you. And after he visits you, he will leave a distinct mark. We this world can see. We this world can read on. And the Bible said, we are written epistles, read by all men. What are they reading on you? My brother, my sister, what are they reading upon you? Let them read after an angel has visited you. When he left a mark on you, he carried my brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Night and day he carried for you. Hallelujah. What it is raining, what is wind, what is cloud,
hallelujah.
What are you desiring tonight? Are you saying, Lord, come by here? If you have such a desire tonight, you can show by raising of your hand and say, Lord, this is my chance. I want to wrestle with you tonight. I won't let you go until unless you bless me. Hallelujah. Our precious brother
Chigudu,
who pray. Hold upon your prayer. Hold upon your desire. God will grant you your heart desire tonight.
Ishe mwari wari muchechi muno. Tinouya pamberi penyu mwari. Baba tiri kuzoti muri mukati mitereke ino nasi. Makati panoungana wawiri kana watatu munenge muripo. Baba mutori pakati pedu kare. Ishe wangu Jehova anogara nekusingaperi. Muri kutiudza mutsvene makanaka. Kuti ishe tikashanyirwa nemutumwa. Pane shanduko inoonekwa. Baba maona zvakakodzera chishanu chanhasi. Kuti tinzwe mashoko akadai. Baba sekutaura kwamaita. Chishuo chedu ndechekuti tisadzokere kudzimba dzedu. Tiri zvimwe chete zvatauya tiri. Nekuda kwekuti ishe wari pano. Musiki wenenga nenyika ari panapa. Jehovah Jaire ari panapa. Jehovah anopodza ari panapa. Jehovah anoregera zviwi ari panapa. Jehovah anopodza zvirwere ari panapa. Jehovah anosvinudza mapofu ari panapa. Jehovah anopa wana ari panapa. Jehovah anosimudza marombe ari panapa. Jehovah anopa mweya mutsvene ari panapa. Baba zvingatibatsirei manheru ano kudzokera kumba tisina mweya mutsvene. Mataura nhasi ishe mukati muKristu asina mweya mutsvene neane mweya mutsvene wakasiyana. Kusvika rini tichigara tisina mweya mutsvene? Kusvika rini Jehovha tichienda kumba tisina mweya mutsvene? Sister Hope wakaudza Brother Branham pawakanga wafa wadzoka. Brother Branham adaidzira akati mudikani wangu hani hani ndokubva wadzoka. Zvikanzi ndoda kukutsanangurira kuti mweya mutsvene uya watakagamuchira ndowandiendesa kune imwe nzvimbo, ndowandiendesa kune dziyenda nakuenda. Zvikanzi takagamuchira zvechokwadi. Nai Mwari zvingatibatsireiko kana tiri pano nhasi togoenda kumba tisina mweya mutsvene? Baba zvingakufadze here ishe sezvamakaita papendekoste kuburutsa mweya wenyu? Hazvingakufadze here Jehovha? Musunungure mweya wenyu Baba.
Haleluya.
Ubate kereke ino. Uzodze vanasikana.
Haleluya.
Uzodze vana mai vari pano.
Oh,
uzodze hama dziri pano.
Haleluya.
Baba tinonamata nemuzita raJesu Kristo.
Haleluya.
Baba ishe tinoudzwa Mwari kuti kunyange Mary musheme kuzvara tenzi Jesu Kristo.
Haleluya.
Hakuenda kudenge ngesi otomatiki kwaari. Akanzwisisa kuti zvinodiwa mweya mutsvene.
Haleluya.
Kuti inyaya mweya mutsvene. Baba tinoudzwa nezuva rependekoste ishe Mary akanga aripo akakwira makata akaenda muimba yepamusoro akati ndinouda mweya mutsvene.
Haleluya.
Baba tarisai wana wenyu paisi pano. Baba kuenda kudenga zvinoda mweya mutsvene. Ndochiratidzo. No token yacho.
Haleluya.
Baba tibatsirei Jehovha. Tinorangarira ishe magwaro enyu.
Oh,
hanzi muzisi akakanganwa nyaya yakakosha yekuchechoudza mwanakomana wake. Zvikanzi na Brother Branham chicherechedzo chemweya mutsvene. Zvikanzi akabatikana nezvinhu zvakawanda kusvika imi Mwari makatsamwa nazvo. Mukada kumuuraya. Mudzimai wake akatozopindira. Akaziva chizaruro kuti inyaya yekudzingisa iri kudiwa.
Haleluya.
Inyaya yemweya mutsvene iri kudiwa.
Thank you Jesus.
Baba tine chizaruro manheru ano.
Oh, wonderful Jesus.
Kuti zviri kudiwa inyaya yemweya mutsvene. Kuti tibvutwe kiya chomweya mutsvene.
Wonderful Jesus.
Kuti tidanane pano kiya mweya mutsvene.
Haleluya.
Ishe tibatsirei madekwana ano. Tarisai maoko akasimudzwa newana
wenyu. Oh, wonderful Jesus.
Baba tinoshuvira Jehovha kufamba kwemweya mutsvene. Baba munogona.
Oh my God.
Mwari munogara
nekupinda.
Ishe Jehovha pamakambotekenya bazuva rePentecost tinokumbira mupotekenye nhasi. Wana wenyu vasadzwe nemweya wenyu. Mutumire mweya wenyu mutsvene. Shuti batsire. Mwari munogara nekusingaperi.
Haleluya.
Tinokutendai samasimba. Baba tinoshuwa sei. Kushanyirwa nemutumwa wenyu. Tibatsirei Jehovha.
Oh my God.
Kuti kana mutumwa ashanya.
Oh thank you Jesus.
Towa takadengenuka.
Haleluya.
Upenyu hwedu hoshandurwa. Ndochishuwo chedu Baba. Ropafadzai hama yedu makwinye.
Oh,
wamashandisa nenzira inoshamisa. Dzoredzai simba rabuda mawari. Muwape zvaanoshuwa pakadzika pehana yavo. Muropafadze mhuri yavo Baba. Muwape njere mutsvene makanaka. Muwape uchenjeri hwose. Muwasimbaradze Jehovha. Muwape simba rekukunda wakaipa. Baba tunaisa isho kunyange ma elders eche chino.
Mm.
Nwa komeketa mwako enyo Jehova.
Hallelujah.
Mwaro pa fadze baba.
Thank you Jesus.
Shwangu baba mwashanyire mwari.
Oh
Mwape baba ishe kutungamira
nemu yawe. Thank you Jesus.
Tuisa ungano yese Jehova. Mwiro pa fadze baba.
Mm.
Mubatire kereke yose.
Hallelujah.
Mutipe satino shua Jehova.
Thank you Jesus.
Tunotsvaga pakadzika
pamoyo
Mwari makanaka samasimba tinokutendai nekugona nokutendai samasimba nekushanya kwenyu nokutendai neukuru wenyu baba
Hallelujah.
Zvese maoko ine kutenda nemuzita rinokosha raJesu Kristu Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost is the key.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know the purpose of a key.
Basare key
is to unlock.
De ku key nura
and lock.
Na ku key afoot.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can push things out and lock them out. You can push things out and lock them out. Hallelujah. Or you can unlock to let other things you should desire in your life. Hallelujah. It's up unto you. The prophet said we are on free moral agents. Amen. If you don't want to unlock, to let the Holy Ghost come, it's happened to you. We have come to the end of ourselves tonight. We meet on Sunday. Let's pray for the saints on Sunday. Hallelujah, that the Lord will come and speak to us. Hallelujah. Amen. And let's love one another. And pray for one another. Hallelujah. So that at the end, amen, we will make it. Amen. We will meet here on Sunday. Amen. God bless you. There's no meeting tomorrow. Hallelujah. There's no meeting here tomorrow.